Foreign Fruit by Jojo Moyes.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Charles Arthur and Kathy Runciman. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank a number of people who, in their various ways, helped make this book possible. Most importantly, Nell Crosby of the Saffron Walden Women's Institute and her husband Frederick, for providing me with their memories and mementos of life in a 1950s seaside town. Likewise, Neil Carter, General Manager of Moonfleet Manor in Dorset, for his insights into the renovation and running of a country house hotel. And Moonfleet's beauty therapist Tracy Story, for, among other things, explaining what pickling is. Heartfelt thanks again to Joe Frank at AP Watt for hand-holding, motivating and occasional whip-cracking services to writing. And to Carolyn Mays of Hodder & Stoughton and Carolyn Marino of HarperCollins US for not just tactfully spotting the wrinkles but allowing me the time and space to iron them out. Thanks also to Hazel Orme for her forensic line editing skills and for teaching me more about grammar than I ever learned at school. I'll raise a metaphorical glass to Sheila Crowley for being an unstoppable force and also for showing me the interior of some of the best pubs and restaurants in London. And to Louise Wiener for being a sounding board, partner in crime and reminding me periodically that cocktails are, of course, an essential element of the whole publishing process. Thanks to Emma Longhurst for persuading an old hack that publicity... can